propagating the Bible and praying in public.
At the intersection of the 20th and 21st.
It's off the beaten track.
It's rare. Indie. Indie. Feeble man.
There is a way that seems right to us.
digress into industrial. That was Falling Man, remembering the first 9/11. Kick things off with Under Midnight. Got a comment, question, or insult? Hit the comment button and let me have it. Coming up, we got some OBP, Chatterbox. And a couple cuts from the new comp from Veritas Vinyl. Kicking it old school. Grayson Thieves and Empty Tomb. Speaking of, we're going to look at some circumstantial evidence for the bodily resurrection of Christ. Hang out.
Declare the things that are going to come afterward, that we may know that you are God.
Iconic album, Pillars of Humanity, is now re-released and available in vinyl. Big sound, big art, the vinyl re-release of the Crew's Pillars.
Get it now at Vinyl Regain. And VeritasVinyl.com.
Looking down, but that's too low, and the methods you're here to serve.
Let us look at circumstantial evidence. Evidence that indicates the truth of a fact or an event. For example, the church. The very existence of the church going all the way back to the book of Acts. All the way back to the first century. You see, what's the significance of this? That's this. What was the church founded upon? It was founded upon the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The whole foundation of the church is that Christ had been raised from the dead and he was alive. Now, if that was not true, you go back to that time. Think back. There is no way that the church could ever have come into existence. Because if Christ had not been raised from the dead, they would simply have produced the body. And there would be no church. The very existence of the church going all the way back to the first century is circumstantial evidence that Christ was raised from the dead on the third day. Or the whole foundation would be false. And there were plenty of people who knew the reality of what Jesus said and what he did about the resurrection that would have exposed the fallacy, the heresy, and the church would have disintegrated all in the womb. It would never have been born.
Off the beaten track.
The only thing that worries me, Jim, is being the first one down that gully.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Jeff Ballou's project Chatterbox. Before that, OBP.
Hey, this is Body Bag of Empty Tomb. When I accidentally hit a chicken crossing the road, I knew it was time to get off track. Finally home!
talking about the state.
Grace and Thieves, before that Empty Tomb, and Cheated. Just a couple cuts from the new comp from Veritas Vinyl, kicking it old school. Well, earlier we looked at circumstantial evidence for the bodily resurrection of Christ. What? That's evidence that a lot of people say is bunk, it's bull. Because Jesus only appeared to people that believed in what he was saying. That it was nothing but friends and followers that said and heard they saw him alive again. There was no hostile witnesses. Well, let's take a closer look at that.
Many people say, well, you know, Jesus only appeared to friendly people. He only appeared to his followers. He only appeared to those who wanted to believe the resurrection. Now, here again, that does not fit the facts of the case. For example, Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, he was not a friend of Christ. He was not a follower of Christ. He was against Christ. He was adamantly against Christ because he believed that Jesus Christ was a false Messiah. He believed that Jesus was preaching heresy. Paul was a Pharisee. He is referred to as a Pharisee's Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, which were phrases that placed a person very high in the structure of the Pharisaic sect. Now, Paul went about to destroy the church. He got permission to go from city to city to city to cast the followers of Christ into jail. But in his own words, in the book of Acts, historically, he said, Jesus Christ appeared to him. He was struck blind. Christ told him to go into the city, and a man would come and give him back his eyesight and tell him what to do. Whether you believe that or not, there's one historical fact. Something happened in the life of Paul that literally turned his life upside down. And almost overnight, he went from a murderer to a missionary. He went from a Christian hater to a Christian lover. He went from a Christian persecutor to a Christian propagator. The life of Paul, Saul of Tarsus, is one of the greatest testimonies that Christ was raised from the dead, and then he appeared to Paul himself.
Bogged down again with Feeble Man and Off the Beaten Track.
So you can't make the statement that Christ only appeared to friendly eyewitnesses. Look at James, his brother, who eventually did become a Christian and head of the Jerusalem church. But James was not a follower of Christ. He thought Christ was embarrassing the family. And he would say to Jesus, look, go up to Jerusalem and do your things. Don't embarrass us here. But then it says that he appeared unto James, his brother. And then James became a believer.
Driving off into the sunset with Undercover, Asta.
Are you saying that man is totally depraved and rebellious to the perfect will of the creator of the universe who loved the world so much that he took on human flesh to be crucified as a sacrifice for our sins, then rose again, conquering death and offering heaven as a reality to all those who accept him and banishing those who reject him to an eternal hell?
Something to that effect, yes.